than Italy. But Italy is next in line. You remember worries about Greece cast the shadow on Portugal, which then cast a shadow on Ireland and then Spain. And at the end of last year, it finally reached Italy. Suddenly Italy, like Greece and Portugal and Ireland and Spain before it, was having a harder and harder time finding anyone to lend it money at reasonable interest rates.
Italian bond yields hitting record levels today as investors express their concern about how and when the country will address its fiscal constraints.
And this is the moment where the debt crisis took a really scary turn. Because Italy is enormous. Italy is the seventh largest economy in the world.
I mean, everybody knows Italy is a huge economy. If Italy starts, teetering more than it already is, it's going to be an issue.
The situation in Italy is really now getting serious, and I think we are approaching a kind of systemic crisis right now that reminds very much to the situation in 2008.
2008, you may remember, that's when the U.S. economy fell apart. And this is why when people say they're worried about Greece, they're actually worried about Italy, because Italy's destiny is now tied to the destiny of Greece.
If our last financial crisis taught us anything, it's that relatively small defaults can have very large consequences. The last crisis began, you may remember, with the collapse of a pretty small investment bank, Lehman Brothers. A default in the tiny country of Greece could have similar catastrophic consequences, cause a chain reaction of defaults, ending with Italy. Greece is the cigarette. Italy is the gas station.
And this is where, if you're in the United States and you didn't already care, you might start to care.
The United States seems finally to be on a slow, fragile path to recovery. Europe could kill that. It could slow it down. It could stop it. It could make things worse than they were before. Most days, the crisis in Europe seems like the slow-moving mess that will eventually work itself out. But every once in a while, the question arises, what if it doesn't? Satyajit Das is a risk consultant and former banker. He's spent his life in finance, and he's been following the crisis closely.
How scared are you?
I've been doing this for 34 years in financial markets. This is the first time in my life I actually am really worried. Because when you're talking about countries the size of Italy, when you're trying to... This is really, truly one of the scariest moments in my professional life.
Das is scared because, in his view, the new plan to save the euro is exactly the opposite of what should be happening. European leaders, he says, largely Germans, are still trying to get countries to obey their rules, those rules they set up back at the very beginning of the euro, to get countries like Greece to cut spending, bring in more in tax revenue, get their budgets in line.
But here is what happens when you cut spending and raise taxes. The economy generally shrinks, especially in the middle of an economic crisis. In Spain, the unemployment rate has continued to rise. It's now over 20%. That is Great Depression territory. In Ireland and Portugal, it's not much better. Most people think that all of Europe is in a recession right now. And the question is only, how bad will it get?
And I have to say, being in Greece, it really does feel like a country on the verge of falling apart. Do you remember Katerina Margaritou, the Greek chemist?
The one who went back and remembered, oh, that's all those things that we spent money on that we couldn't
right,
afford.
My friend got a job, we got the subway system. So she actually works as a contractor for the Greek government. You know, about a third of the Greek population relies on the government for a paycheck. And right now?
They don't pay us because they have no money. Truth is that the last paycheck I took was from July. So my company now owns me the salary from August, September, October, November, and we are on December.
6,000
years. So I haven't been paid from July.
So what keeps you going to work?
Well, I like my work. You see, every day we work, we bring money to the company. So every time we bring money, we are increasing the possibility to get paid.
Do you think that you'll get paid the back pay?
No.
Yes, I'm sure.
Katerina's boyfriend, you can hear him in the background there, he is not so sure. Actually, he is absolutely sure there is no way she will get paid. And I have to say, I'm with the boyfriend on this.
Europe today feels like a far cry from the dream of Victor Hugo, from that exciting scene at the launch of the euro with the fireworks and the people talking about magic. Germans worry now that they are on the hook for bailing out a huge section of the continent. Half of Germans now think the euro was bad for Germany.
And that question, whether or not the euro was a good idea, is on a lot of people's minds. It came up with Katerina in Athens.
Maybe it's better to go back to drachma.
The drachma is Greece's old currency. But this idea, at least to her, is a painful one.
I like this whole European family. I like to be a member of this family. We have exchanged ideas and culture all these years, being together. I don't want to leave them. It's my family now, but I don't like their currency.
In the effort to keep the family together, there is one other thing that gets talked about all the time as the only real, true solution. Create money. Get the European Central Bank to make a bunch of new euros, which the troubled countries of Europe could use to pay off their debts.
But the richest country in the club, the one that is calling all the shots right now, firmly does not want that. And that country, of course, is Germany. Instead, Germany seems much more focused right now on fixing that old mistake, getting the rest of Europe to act more German, the way they wanted when the euro started.
The European Central Bank has been making tentative steps in the money-creating direction. But a lot of people say small steps are not enough. They say, in other words, the only way out of this crisis may be for Germany to become even more like the rest of Europe, not the other way around.
That was Alex Blumberg. He and Hannah Jaffe Wald and Adam Davidson and Zoe Chase are all part of Planet Money, which is an economics reporting project of This American Life and NPR News. Their podcast, where you can get reporting like this twice a week, and their blog are at npr.org/money. Alex, you know you have come this far.
Don't say it.
Do the credits.
All right. This American Life was produced today by me, Ben Calhoun, Sarah Koenig, Jonathan Menjivar, Lisa Pollack, Brian Reed, Robin Simeon, Alyssa Shipp, Nancy Updike. Our senior producer is Julie Snyder. Seth Lind is our production manager. Emily Condon is our office manager. Production help from Mickey Meek and Matt Kilty. Scouting help from Elma Baker. Music help from Damian Grave and Rob Geddes. Special thanks to several members of the Planet Money team who helped put this program together: Caitlin Kenny, Jess Jang, and Uri Berliner. Thanks also to Joanna Kakissis, Nikolai Apostolou, Nils Tuison, Jacques Attali. Our website, thisamericanlife.org. This American Life is distributed by Public Radio International. Support for This American Life comes from Scion. Scion, making vehicles for today's connected youth and offering over 150 accessories to choose from to fit any lifestyle. Learn more at scion.com. Scion, what moves you. And by reputation.com, with tools designed to help individuals and businesses protect and improve their online reputations. Learn more about managing online reputations and protecting personal information at reputation.com. WBEZ management oversight from our boss, Mr. Tori Malatia, who I overheard talking with Hannah about today's decision to hand the show over to me.
That's so crazy. It just sounds so crazy now. I mean, I understand at the time that might have been said, but it sounds crazy now.
That's the definition. You just gave a very good definition of a mistake.
Which is weird, because when I asked him what it was like hearing me take over the show, this is what he said to my face.
It was like the manna from heaven.
I'm Alex Blumberg. Come back next week for more stories of This American Life.
There's nothing at the bottom of your apologies. Words flumped like scum across your sewage deeds. This is not partnership when you can do as you please. It isn't us, it's you who must proceed to learn from your mistakes. Learn from your mistakes. Should your conscience keep you awake, my friend?
RI, Public Radio International.
next week on the podcast of This American Life. Under Alabama's new immigration law, as you may have heard, not only is it illegal for a citizen to hire an undocumented worker, it's illegal even to help them in any way. Now, some Alabamans are saying things like,
what are you still doing here?
Kids are getting harassed in school.
And they yelled at us, screaming, go to the back, you don't belong here.
So, is this what we want? Next week on the podcast, or on your local public radio station.